Thanks very much to our next Kai Korero who joins us now. And again, we are on our Wāti News Facebook page, Facebook Live. Want to welcome our rangatira from the kaihautu of te akatea, ko koina te rōpū Māori, o ngā tumuwake Māori katoa o Aotearoa, te rōpū akatea, ko ia te kaihautu, te tumuwake o te kura, te ākau ki Papa Moa hoki, no tūwhare toa raukawa iwa ko Bruce Jensen. Me tukumihi kia koe. Bruce, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Kia ora.
Wonderful to kōrero with you. So a talk last week about the increase in violence in our kura, and we've got to also emphasise that the increase in our kura around the Motu isn't a Māori-specific problem, but there does seem to be a problem in schools. So is it a schools problem, a whānau problem, an education problem? Someone has got to take responsibility, do you not think?
I think there's a range of people that play a role here. In the first instance, this goes beyond just resource. It also has to land with the responsibility of kaiako, and we don't have 3 years' time to wait. That the changes that we're talking about have to be now. There definitely has to be some responsibility and expectation for our government to step up and fund appropriately. That comes in resource, and it comes in people. Resource on its own, what we've learned over time, might be a good quick fix, but what we're talking about here is more than a quick fix, that we need to have the resource and the people on the ground. At the same time, we also have to have sight ahead into the future about the training that we're putting in place and the steps we're taking so that whatever we do is sustainable. As it is currently, we could, some steps in and around support for schools so that they are able to firstly have the funding to make the decisions to find the people. At the same time, the training of the specialist types of support that schools are needing, where we're falling short. Part is the resourcing, but it's also having those people with the necessary skills is another issue that also has been surfacing.
Some of those resources would be human resources, would they not? Having more kaiāwhina into the classes to assist the kaiāko, to assist the tamariki as well too, the rangatahi. Is that the type of resource that we're also looking at? We're not just looking at books and iPads and, you know, that kind of stuff, are we?
I think we take everything while we can. I think that actually we'll take all the resources that we need, including iPads, including books, but certainly it goes beyond kaiāwhina. We need more than the paraprofessional. We need the paraprofessional and the professional. We need the educational psychologists and the behavioural support team and those specialists in areas. The types of behaviour we're seeing beyond your generalist classroom practitioners' needs. And our teachers need the support and guidance how to navigate those spaces. One of the situations we're finding at the moment, particularly for tamariki Māori, we are the ones that are most affected because it's our tamariki that are being excluded, that are being suspended or being stood down. Disproportionate numbers of Māori students are affected by this. So it is a call of action that we need to take. We do need the support, but we also need the people to help allow for this change. It's something that it's happening in schools. I haven't met a principal in my career that wants to exclude or stand down a child. And we're in the circumstance of some people are in desperate, dire circumstances for the necessary support they need for these children. The children are crying out for help. The system needs to stand up for the tamariki.
When you say that there might be some psychological assistance for tamariki, some others, social work that needs to be done with the tamariki, are those, do they come in the senko teachers then, or is there more required than just senko teachers?
I think what we're talking about there is we're seeing wide-ranging behavioural needs, from high-end complex needs to moderate learning needs. And in every one of those areas, the system is strained. So, yes, we do need greater access to those people that can provide diagnosis and also next steps to allow generalist practitioners to best do their jobs. Teachers are trained to be generalist practitioners. The types of behaviours and supports we're talking about are a different level, and they're also the types of support that ensure that we are making the right decisions and giving the right type of support by specialist staff.
The types of level of issues that have been presented by our tamariki, were they not around 10, 20, 30, you know, during my time? Are we seeing a different type of presentation because of the, just because we're in a more complex environment now? What are they due to?
Right, oh, that's a big question. It's certainly what I can qualify is that it's certainly a different landscape. My principal's career is nearly of 20 years, and the needs have changed, but so has society. And our country is growing, developing, and the complexities of communities and the types of pressures that are currently existing over time have changed. So what we've, I'm not going to pinpoint, I think there's a range of causes for the what we are experiencing at the moment. I think in the immediate and near future, we need to make some decisions so that we can provide the type of support for our children so they can be engaged in their schooling. The wider issues span into all sorts of things, such as warm, safe housing, social pressures, the support of whānau, what constitutes whānau in this day and age. The complexities of society today all play their part in the circumstances we're facing right now.
And just finally then, unteach racism. So, you know, great fanfare, unteach racism, yay, in schools. How about the ministry? When are they also responsible for unteaching the racism that has allowed the institution and structure to take place? This is an institution, Pākehā, a colonial construct that has allowed itself to exist because of the bureaucracy behind it, and that's called a ministry. So are they going to participate in this unteach racism plan as well too?
You know, what I've noticed is that the conditions that uphold and generated the levels of disparity and the levels of inequity that you're talking to and racism that sit within the system also mean the people within that whare need to do the mahi as well. I'm positive that our government are taking this seriously. I'm also positive about the steps that are being taken, including things such as unteach racism, including things such as te hurahanga nui, and I'm noticing positive changes, small steps, but in the right direction, and they are necessary. It's no point getting some people to do the mahi and others not. That we're either all in this together. If we're going to truly be a bicultural Aotearoa, then we're all in it together. Then we can go about and say things like iwakeke noa, or we're all in this together, when we finally are. We're a long way off that at the moment. But the aspirations and the political landscape, and I feel a sense of change that we're in now, that I'm very positive about the landscape we're in. When I talk to my colleagues, I'm uplifted by the mindset of non-Māori towards making change and being allies in this. I spend time down in Wellington in the building and outside of the building, constantly lobbying and advocating for change for tamariki Māori, for kaiako Māori, kaimahi Māori. And I'm really positive about the experiences I'm having now. Look, the jury's out yet. But there's certainly some good indicators, and we need to take every opportunity we have in this time, in this current landscape, while we've got it.